And now, from the gleaming spires of Chicago, broadcasting to Niflheim, Svartalfheim, Olympus, throughout the nine worlds and beyond, the only Thor podcast hosted by a true descendant of Odin. You are tuned to the immortal sounds of Radio Free Asgard.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Radio Free Asgard. This is episode number 173, coming at you, as always, from beautiful Chicago, Illinois. I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving holiday, for at least for those of you who are in the States. Those of you in Canada had Thanksgiving, a month ago? And those of you outside of U.S. and Canada probably don't even have such a thing. I kind of wonder, but yeah. Anyway, so hopefully everybody had a good Thanksgiving weekend. I had a very quiet Thanksgiving weekend, actually. I got caught up on listening to all the different podcasts I listen to, which is always welcome when I actually get caught up, and hopefully I can maintain. Yeah, you know, it's whenever I go on vacation and I fall behind and it takes forever to get caught up, and you know how it goes, because I only have so many hours a day that I could actually listen to podcasts. Anyway, so hope everybody had a really good holiday weekend. I didn't do much. I don't really do holidays. I think I've talked about that on the show before. But I had a quiet day here at home. I did actually work on the show a little bit, and I did laundry and house cleaning and that kind of thing. That's always a day that's good for that kind of thing, because you really can't go out and do anything. Everything is closed, and you know, so it's a good day to stay home and clean house and that kind of thing. Anyway, so just so you guys all know, is now available on iTunes, Stitcher, probably the web portal of your choice. But if you have a particular one that you'd like to see us on, let us know and we'll try to get there. We're not everywhere yet, but you know, I'm working on it, folks. I actually am looking for new places to post the show all the time. So if anybody has any suggestions, then please feel free to let me know. Now, of course, if you want to hear the old episodes, like going back all the way back to episode number one and our coverage of Journey into Mystery, you know, number was 82 or 83, you can go all the way back to Radio Free Asgard episode one on our website. And I think that's the only place you can get it right now, folks. And that is down at RadioFreeAsgard.com. All right, so once again, we are at the last three issues here, last three or four issues of the Lee and Kirby run, and this is actually kind of an interesting issue here. So let's go ahead and move along to our review.
Cross the rainbow bridge of Asgard, where the booming heavens roar.
Indeed. And this is kind of like I said, it's an interesting issue because this is not the first time that we've had a different artist other than Jack Kirby on the comic. However, this is, for all intents and purposes, the beginning of the new era of Thor, because we are in the penultimate Lee Kirby issue. I mean, obviously, this is not a Lee Kirby issue, but next issue is the very last appearance of Jack Kirby as a penciler on Thor. And so we are looking at this week at the Mighty Thor number 178, has a cover date of July of 1970. Cover art looks like to be John Buscema, inked by Vinnie Coletta, shows Thor being knocked down and by this green dude with a bumpy head and weird pointed ears, and standing in the background, there's this white-haired guy wearing an outfit that does not flatter his figure. For once, we actually have a little bit of dialogue on the cover, because this is starting to happen now. You know, DC had their silly cover period from, you know, the early 1960s, and this is where Marvel's silly cover period kind of begins. So we have this white-haired guy in the cover, and he's making like this muscle, and he's saying, "Thor has dared invade the realm of the Stranger. Therefore, he must die." So we learn that this guy is called the Stranger. And this green guy with a bumpy head knocking Thor down from behind is the Hulk villain, the Abomination. And the Abomination says,
"And the Abomination will kill him,"
and smashes Thor down. We have a cover blurb here, "Death is a Stranger." And we open up to the splash page where, of course, we have the title of the story, "Death is a Stranger," co-featuring the awesome Abomination, because you didn't get that from the cover. And, of course, we have the credits. Stan Lee was the scripter. John Buscema was the artist. Inking is by Vinnie Coletta. And lettering is by Artie Simek. And the splash page opens with Odin himself. And this is the big celebration of Odin's victory, finally banishing Loki and is back in charge of Asgard again. And he's coming up with his kind of vaguely Kirby-esque armor and a big fur cloak. And the guy with him, I mean, swear to God, he looks almost exactly like Loki's evil assistant, but he's not. And he's saying, "Let all heads bow, let all knees bend. Omnipotent Odin, all Father Eternal, doth now appear. So know ye all, we be in the presence." And in the foreground, we have these guys wearing Kirby-esque armor, and they're blowing these big, big tuba-looking things. And Odin is kind of crossing the room in triumph, and everyone's cheering. And we have people saying, "Hail, lordly Odin, thou art the power and the way. To thee do we pledge both our hearts and our lives." And Thor's there, and he says, "Thou art noblest of the noble. Thou art wisest of the wise. And I am blessed above all others, for I do call thee father." And Odin seems pretty happy about this. He's not smiling or anything, but he guess he's happy.
"Thy lips do speak, mine ears do hear, and I be truly pleased. My lords and ladies, sit thee down, let the revelry begin. 'Tis a time for merrymaking." So speaks Odin.
And so they sit down, a big feast, and they're all kind of sitting at these big long tables, kind of Viking style. And there's this huge, enormous servant serving what looks like, pumpkin mush or something. And Thor's sitting there, and Sif, and they're talking.
"Beloved, methinks thou hast a troubled look."
"I sense great danger, fair one," says Thor.
"But all is well. The victory won. What can there be to cause thee such concern? Or dost thou brood upon the missing Loki? Since he be gone, none may know when next the evil one will strike."
"I say thee nay, my lady. 'Tis not my villainous brother who doth give me pause. 'Tis a danger far more strange that I do feel aborn in."
And we shift scenes to distant space, the far-off planet sort of place, and trying very hard not to look like Kirby space, but it kind of does. And there's a figure kind of hurling through space, and he lands on this purple, dusty planet with a big kind of poof of dust as he lands. And we see that it is the Abomination, and he's kind of rising up off the ground, and he looks like he's on fire. And the caption says, "It's a figure we have met before, in other tales, at other times. The dreaded, deadly Abomination." And he is looking at the reader here and says, "I'm back, back, back! It was the doing of the Silver Surfer. He made the witches send me back." And apparently this is a reference to the Silver Surfer number 12. And we get a little bit of a recap here, as we see the fight between the Silver Surfer and the Abomination, and we get a little bit of Stan dialogue here.
"Using an ancient mystic spell, a witch's coven had summoned the Abomination to battle the Silver Surfer, which was no mean trick, considering he was imprisoned on a distant planet at the time. The battle was a great one, even if we say so ourselves, but it ended with another magic spell sending the Abomination back from whence he had come. Namely, to the prison planet of the Stranger, that mysterious, supremely powerful being who travels the universe in search of living specimens."
Well, I thought that was what the Collector did, but okay. Yeah, I guess the Stranger can do that too, I guess. And we see the Abomination, and he's on this planet, and there's this giant blue building, and so he makes his way towards it.
"Even though I've been returned, I'm no longer locked behind the wall. The Abomination is free, and that's the way I'll stay. The Stranger has so many captives from so many worlds, he probably doesn't even know I've been missing. This is my chance to invade his palace and find a way to crush him. I see him now, studying his accursed space scanner."
And we see the stranger, and indeed he is studying his accursed space scanner.
My scanner has found another world, with another specimen for me to seize.
Yes, they misspelled it.
With the merest touch of my teleportation switch, I can bring him to me, but I choose to use another method. I will visit his planet and study it firsthand. Only by facing my victim can I truly test my powers. Only then can I savor the prize I win.
And he goes stalking off.
Time and time again, I must prove that the stranger is master of all. And so I fly to face the foe.
And he shoots his sort of energy beam out of his hands and kind of disappears in a poof of orange smoke, leaving the abomination to just watch in dismay, I guess. And he's like,
he's gone. So that's how he travels. He just wishes himself anywhere. But how could anyone beat him when he's got power like that? Even though I'm strong enough to battle the Hulk, I wouldn't... Hey, he left his scanner on.
And so he's seeing the various images going across the scanner, one of which is the mighty Thor.
He left his scanner on. It's sweeping across the whole universe. A different scene comes into view every second. But I'd better hide myself before he returns.
And then he, I guess, accidentally hits the switch with a fatick. And he's like,
that switch, I didn't mean to hit it.
And there's this teleportation explosion sort of thing. And it's like,
oh no, it's the teleportation switch. Whatever was on the screen when the switch was thrown gets brought here. Just like I was.
And because Thor was on the screen at the time, Thor gets transported in a giant poof of yellow smoke.
By the beard of Odin, what hath befallen the thunder god?
Says Thor. And the abomination is thinking,
it's Thor, the god of thunder. If I could trick him into siding with me. It was the stranger. He brought you here like he brought me.
And Thor's like, the stranger? What manner of being is he? And who art thou?
I'm a prisoner here just like you. The stranger captures people from other planets to study and enslave them.
How do I know thy lips speak the truth?
Don't take my word for it. Follow me. I'll show you his captives.
And he goes guiding Thor away, and he's thinking to himself,
it's working. Now if I just play my cards right.
And they come to a big wall, and they're kind of peeking through.
A mighty wall. What doth lie beyond? Says Thor.
See for yourself, Thunder God. Look through the recessed opening.
Mine eyes perceive a multitude of living beings from the far-flung reaches of the galaxies.
And he's, you know, they're looking through there, and it looks like trolls. I mean, it actually looks like Ulic and... in a bunch of other weird, there's like a half rat, half troll kind of looking dude, and a kind of gargoyle looking dude.
And even as thou didst warrant,
and again, they misspelled that,
they are captives all, but such enslavement doth inflame the heart of Thor. I say thee now, they must be free. If this be the wall that imprisons them, then by the golden gates of Asgard, the wall shall stand no more.
And Thor kind of grabs the bottom of the wall, and he lifts, and he just destroys this whole wall. And the alien dudes are kind of looking around.
The deed is done, but why lookest thou yonder in anguish and fear?
And one of these captive creatures says,
the alarm. If anything shatters the wall, it triggers an alarm.
So I guess the wall shatters regularly.
And the stranger will hear it in return from anywhere in the universe.
And all of a sudden, the stranger has reappeared in a just kind of orange glowy puff of smoke.
Who has dared to tamper with the stranger's private compound? Who has dared to set the stranger's captives free?
And the aliens are like, flee, flee, flee from the wrath of the stranger.
We must hide before he destroys us all.
So thou art the stranger, says Thor. Thou art the one who doth plunder the planets for his living prey. But how didst thou accomplish such unthinkable feats?
That you will see to your eternal regret.
Know you that I be Thor, the god of thunder. Thou can't not pit thy mortal power against the son of Odin.
Thou can't not? So that means he can.
Mortal? You think my power is merely mortal? Watch, and you will learn the awesome truth. Not even Thor can defy the all-powerful stranger.
And Thor's feet are engulfed in quicksand, and he's sinking fast.
With but a gesture, he hath created quicksand beneath my feet, because Thor speaks the obvious. Even as I watch, my limbs do sink into the hungry quagmire. But such a fate is not for Thor, not while mighty Mjolnir may still strike. And he's whirling Mjolnir around, and he whips it at the stranger, but he misses. And the stranger's like,
how can you fight me? Almost anything I think I can instantly do. And Mjolnir misses, and it comes back to Thor. And Thor uses the momentum of the hammer to pull free of the quicksand.
Then Thor must strike before thou canst think, and strike I shall. No sand can hold the one who commands enchanted Mjolnir.
So, I have finally found a foe who is worthy of my mettle. You will be my greatest prize of all.
Thor says thee now surrender. I have no wish to inflict injury, though thou art sure deserving.
Fool, in order to injure the stranger, you must first find me.
And he splits himself into multiple bodies, and he's like,
how can you tell the real from the replica?
Well, you know, at a guess, I would just go for the one that didn't appear suddenly, the one that I was had my gaze fixed on when he split.
Though each figure grows in stature before mine eyes, I have no need to tell which of thee is the one I seek.
You mean you realize that your cause is lost? This
a bunch of the strangers say together. And Thor is taking a less orthodox approach.
Thor says thee nay,
and he smashes the ground, which of course causes the ground to open up, and all the strangers are falling down into it.
One hammer blow hath caused the ground to crumble, felling those who be not real. And they're all kind of falling down the hole.
An impressive show of power, Thunder God, but still I am your master.
And Thor's thinking to himself, he doth believe his words, but he remains an enigma to Thor. The warrior wise must know his enemy. Thus I shall take my leave for now, the better to learn the nature of the danger I do face. And he whips Mjolnir around, and he goes flying off across the stranger's planet, bursts through the wall, and is out of this ugly blue building.
I must study yon planet and probe its hidden secrets.
Oh my. And then when I have learned my fill, Thor shall return to triumph or die.
And we then shift scenes, and we are back on Asgard. And we have the almighty Odin sitting on his throne and talking to himself. Though, I guess he's really talking to Sif, because Sif is here.
My son hath vanished. 'Tis conduct most unseemly.
Because it's Thor's fault.
My lord, I crave the right to seek the God of Thunder, the
Sif says.
Thy wish is granted, goddess.
Though the universe be vast and endless, where'er thy son may be, the love that burns within my heart shall lead me to him.
And Sif goes off to go find Thor, apparently. And we then cut scenes back to the stranger's planet. And Thor has decided that he needs to stay in hiding. So he chooses the logical thing to do.
If I am free to seek and learn, then I must stay in hiding. And what better hiding place can there be?
And he bangs his hammer on the ground. Than the body of the human, Donald Blake. So he is changed back to lame Dr. Blake, and instead of guy in a cape rushing around this alien planet, now he's a guy in a gimpy blue suit, kind of in the same place.
Even if the stranger finds me, he'd have no reason to suspect that my frail form can be transformed into the mighty Thor with a tap of my enchanted cane. And now to search this world and see what the Thunder God is really up against. Behind that rock, I hear the babble of alien voices.
And he's heading towards this big rock, and we see shadows being cast on the rock of these troll dudes.
Easy, Blake, he thinks. It's too late to turn and run. You've got to approach them, no matter what.
And there's these ugly, trolly, zombie-ish looking guys there. And the Abomination is also there, and he's being quite the rabble-rouser here. He's trying to get them to go and attack the stranger.
The Abomination will lead us to victory. We will be free to pillage the cosmos.
The stranger only captured those who deserved captivity, but we will menace all. None who live will be safe from our attack.
And Blake is in the middle of this big crowd, and he's like,
no, you are fools. There are forces in the universe to stop you.
Silence him, says the Abomination. Silence the stranger's puny lackey. Whoever he is our enemy.
And the troll guys start tossing Blake around. He's like, no.
No!
And he's thinking to himself, I forgot myself. Forgot I was no longer in the body of Thor.
Throw him to the abomination.
And they're tossing him around. My cane. If I can strike it in time, but Don Blake is thinking,
do you think to fight us with a walking stick? Says the abomination.
And he grabs the cane away from Blake.
Bah, you are not even worth the effort.
And he grabs the cane away.
Let him go. He can only starve and die.
Without my cane, I'm helpless. But I dare not remain. They're merciless, uncontrollable. They're killers all. It's they who are the threat, and not the stranger. He only captured specimens who would not be missed. I know that now. But what am I to do, he thinks. Sooner or later, they'll find me, and without my cane, I'm doomed.
Doomed.
I've got to return to where the abomination dropped it. So apparently the abomination just dropped his cane. But lame as I am, how can I reach it before I'm seen and crushed? Well, you can wait till they leave. I suppose that's one way of doing it. I'd give anything, anything to be Thor again, for just a minute. And a voice comes from behind the big old rock. Thou shalt have thy wish. And Blake turns around and is like, you. And it turns out to be Sif. And she hands him the cane. It's like, take thou thy stick and become my beloved once again. And Blake is like, this time nothing will stop me from becoming the mighty Thor. And he changes into Thor.
How didst thou find me, my lady?
Torger, thy father's mystic sage, did cast a guiding spell. I remember Torger. So it's funny that they brought him back.
Behold, more intruders, as the troll guys discover them. Slay them, slay them.
Let none remain alive.
Get thee back to Asgard, Sif. Thor now must fight alone.
But thou art one, and they be many.
But I am Thor, and I have spoke. Begone, my lady. I will join thee in the Golden Realm. That I do swear. But now, 'tis time for power.
And, yeah, we'll talk about this at the end of the show.
The power of the Thunder God!
And he takes his hammer and he smashes up all these rocks and they strike the giants or trolls or whatever they are. And the abomination leaps at Thor.
So you've returned, blind to the truth no longer. Since you will not serve us, you must die.
And the trolls are like, kill him! Kill!
You, who thought yourselves victimized, now seek to victimize another, says Thor. But by the bristling beard of Odin, it shall not come to pass.
And he sends the trolls and the abomination flying. Looks like pretty easily, too. And he's getting ready to fight.
All are felled, save the abomination. But now he fears in fear. But why?
And the stranger is there, and that's why. And the stranger says,
because the stranger has found you. And he knows the fury of my wrath.
And Thor thinks to himself, the stranger. His vast power must ne'er be used against the Golden Realm. Since he knows Thor doth exist, he may follow me to Asgard, unless I cause him to forget. And so I shall, by making time turn back.
And he whips his hammer around, and there's this giant explosion, this giant purple lightning strike here. And we have Thor appearing back in the building when he first arrives, and the abomination sees him and is thinking to himself,
it's Thor, the God of Thunder. If I could trick him into siding with me.
And Thor knows what's going on now. And he's thinking to himself,
'tis done. Mighty Mjolnir hath reversed time itself.
It was the stranger. He brought you here.
And Thor's thinking to himself, he doth not suspect I know. One sudden blow shall cure the ill.
And he just smacks the abomination as hard as he can.
Strong as thou may be, thou art overcome.
And knocks the abomination out. And he takes the abomination and he locks him back in his cell on the stranger's planet.
Now all are safe within their cells. And the threat to Asgard ended. Thus the God of Thunder need tarry here no more. For love doth wait within the realm eternal.
And Thor returns to Asgard doing his... got a hammer whirly thing, and he shows up on the Rainbow Bridge. And as he stalks up the Rainbow Bridge, Sif is there, and she's like,
my lord, thou hast returned.
I say thee yea, my lady, for where thou art, there shall Thor forever be.
And next issue, The Search for Loki. All right, so as always, we have a few things to say about this issue. But before we do that, I have a trailer here from one of our listeners.
Hey, kids. Do you like comics? Do you like Iron Man comics? Do you want to learn more about Iron Man's downward spiral from alcoholism, fear of commitment, and feelings of inferiority, leading the egomaniac into a life of misery?
What?
Then listen to the Invincible Iron Cast Classics Edition and see Tony Stark go from genius, billionaire, playboy, philanthropist to genius, billionaire, playboy, philanthropist with awesome weaponized armor. Relive classic stories like Demon in a Bottle, Armor Wars, Doom Quest, and more, hosted by me, Mike Staley. So how about it, kids? Do you want to listen to the Invincible Iron Cast? Well, too bad. You need to do your homework. The Invincible Iron Cast Classics Edition, on iTunes or at invincibleironcast.podbean.com.
And we are back. So before I start talking about what a steaming pile of horseshit this story is, I really have to kind of talk a little bit about the things I like about the issue. First of all, I kind of like the art in the issue. It's Big John Buscema's real premiere on Thor. I think he may have drawn him. Well, obviously he drew him in the Silver Surfer. But this is the beginning of an era. I mean, we're closing out the Jack Kirby era next episode. And the beginning of John Buscema and a very long run on Thor. Now, obviously, there's other people coming in. We have a two-part Neil Adams story. And then we have, you know, probably some other stuff before Buscema comes on as regular penciler. But this is really the beginning of that. This is the line of separation between the Silver Age and the Bronze Age of Thor, in my opinion. So by and large, I mean, I like Buscema's art. I like the fact that he draws more realistic characters and more realistic settings. He's obviously not nearly as stylized as Kirby. And even though Buscema is not the greatest superhero penciler, this is kind of a book that plays to his strengths. He gets to do a little bit of fantasy. He gets to do a little bit of, you know, whatever, sword and sorcery. And it's not always a straight superhero title, though a lot of time it is. Again, I don't think Coletta works very well on Buscema. I think his style is not very well suited for somebody who has a lot of nuance in their pencils. And Buscema is nothing if not nuanced and detailed in his pencils. So for that reason alone, I'm not really buying Coletta as an inker. Thankfully, it won't last long. Buscema is one of those pencilers I really like to see a smooth line on. And that means, you know, more than anybody else, somebody like Chick Stone or somebody like Joe Sinnott. Those are the kinds of inkers that work best on John Buscema's pencils. So that's kind of what I like about this issue. The story is just horrible. It's the worst kind of fill-in issue. They try to pretend to link it into the Silver Surfer issue just to kind of explain what the Stranger is doing here and what the Abomination's doing here. But it's clearly a fill-in issue and not a very good one. And one of the worst things about this is that we have this horrible Deus Ex Machina ending. Thor has a real Cher moment here, if he could turn back time, etc. And you know, Thor developing a new power that he's never had before. And we used to make fun of this back during the Journey into Mystery days, if you remember that far back in Radio Free Asgard. But, you know, I used to actually, you know, put in the show notes, hey, Thor has a new power here, and I guess that's going to happen here. Obviously, this is not a power that Thor is going to use very often, if ever again. And you know, thank Odin for that. It's just too powerful, too ridiculous, and doesn't make any sense for Thor to have this kind of an ability. And there's just a lot of things I don't like about it. The other thing I don't like about it is Thor is acting out of character for the entire thing. He's played in this story as being a real idiot. So let's take for example. So Thor goes to this planet, and there's dangerous creatures on it. We've got obviously the Stranger, who's incredibly powerful. We've got the Abomination, who is almost a Hulk-level character as far as strength goes. We have these unknown alien troll things who look awfully powerful. So what does Thor do? Well, he changes back to Don Blake. And he wades in right in the middle of them and starts calling them all fools. That's real smart. Yeah, and the guy's supposed to be a doctor. It just doesn't work for me story-wise, obviously. One of the other things that bothers me is the way he treats Sif. Really incredibly misogynistic and dismissive of Sif in this issue. It's like, oh, Sif, you found me. Okay, well, now I'm Thor. Now get out of here. So Sif serves one purpose in the story, and that is to save the day and then get yelled at. Yeah, that's how I like my characters to be treated. So, you know, overall, D-minus issue here. This is not Stan's best work. It's not, you know, anyone's best work on it. You know, the only one who comes out looking good on this here is Buscema, whose pencils are fine. I think, you know, that there's not a lot bad to be said about the artwork. A little bit of rushing. They probably had some deadline pressure here. I don't know if they were aware that next issue was Jack Kirby's last, but I kind of assumed that they were. So we have, you know, Kirby, who was clearly working on other projects. I'm guessing the projects he's working on are the, you know, first issues of Jimmy Olsen and the New Gods for DC. But, you know, he's kind of declining in quality over the last few issues. And now all of a sudden we have this fill-in story, which is kind of a piece of crap. Now, next issue, we are going to have the final Jack Kirby penciled issue of Thor. And that's where we stand. And I will see you then. So it's about time to wrap it up. So once again, thanks very much for listening. If you want to email the show, feel free to do so. The email address is radiofreeasgard@gmail.com. You can also find us over on the Facebooks. Join the Radio Free Asgard Facebook group and join the conversation. And with that, I am back over the Rainbow Bridge, back to Midgard, and we'll see you next time here on Radio Free Asgard. You have been listening to Radio Free Asgard, a production of Tom Harris USA Productions, which is totally responsible for its content. The Mighty Thor and all associated characters are mostly copyright Marvel Comics. The stories presented are done so for educational, review, and entertainment purposes only. No ownership is implied. The silly voices, however, well, they're all me. Musical selections from Eden, the Invincible Sword of the Elfsmith, are copyright Mots Vent and are used with permission. If you like what you've heard on the show, we hope you'll leave us a review on iTunes, tell your friends, or even join our Facebook group. We really love hearing from our listeners, and we appreciate all of your support. Thanks once again very much for listening to Radio Free Asgard.